Middle School Non-Varsity Band. From Brownsville, Texas.
Okay, hello, Stillman Non-Varsity Band. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be adjudicating your performance today. I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue working towards your UIL performance and any future performances you have throughout the season. Hope you have a good run today, and we're going to start in just a few seconds here with Union March as our opening piece. Band looks very well staged, sitting with purpose, and everybody seems to carry themselves well. Good posture, focused on the director. Okay, good opening here, good volume change. Careful with the G concert sustained at 5, not really locking that in, along with the F concerts, rather, at 11. Yeah, same issue again. Not settling in. Make sure you lighten that up a little bit so they can focus more on listening and paying attention to finding that unison across the room. Yeah, pay more attention to the last note. Don't just drop the note. Make sure it resonates. Good style on the eighth note. Yeah. Yeah, trumpets, not so. Da, 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 da. I would try to keep the sound and the tone a little bit more forward motion in our sound. Not so. Da, da, da. You know, just have a little bit of a lagging effect when you have quarter notes back to back as opposed to G, D, T, ta, 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 ta. We have a little bit of a I don't know, it just lacks good direction whenever you have those quarter notes, okay? Just keep them more, I guess, just more forward moving, okay, with straighter air. Don't let the air change. Note accuracy and rhythmic accuracy is good. Everybody moving together for the most part. Didn't notice any discrepancies there. You may want to go ahead, and zero in on that matching of that pitch on those G concerts and the alto and horn, and then F concerts. Not as obvious there, but they tend to stand out because not so much because of the volume, but because of the just the discrepancy in matching pitch. Yeah, wind chimes, I don't know if you need to be that obvious. Make it more subtle. It's almost like a hurricane blew in. Just very nice and flowing here. Yeah, the keyboard's just the metallic instruments. Don't need to be as loud. Just more subtlety, approach here. Almost too much bass drum. Yeah, just support the band's sound. Don't overpower them at any point in the role. Yeah, make the trill softer so it has more more of a subtle effect to it, so it actually fits in with what's being played around it. Otherwise, it just kind of stands out unexpectedly, almost like an afterthought, as opposed to just being too obvious. Don't let the ends of those notes just drop off. Make sure we lift the ends of the notes. And so that we hear the dissonance between the two notes at 50, 51. Make sure that we're playing those equally as full. Okay. And then, of course, the resolution that happens at 54. Okay. You know, occasionally, you know, we have notes that are released. Just make sure that we release those with a vowel release, okay? Make the mouth tall inside, warm air, okay? Don't allow the tongue to move. You know, just get a nice resonant release on those. Okay, good adjustment to volume here. Now back off here. Cymbal crash, just a little bit heavy. A little bit out of character. So anytime we have that accidental, again, just make sure that we all fit in. Could bring the hi-hat out a little bit stronger here, just for the effect. Move the air faster. Yeah, so the China cymbal, build up to the volume of the band. Don't just play at one set volume, regardless of who's playing along with you. Yeah, some precision issues there, alignment, okay? You want to give them a very strict, closed conducting pattern just to make sure that we can all know exactly, looking up, you know, have them memorize the entrance, memorize the part, so they don't have to look down just for the downbeat, but make sure that everybody's watching you. You know, you could try that in band, having them clap together, just making sure that we understand exactly where that, you know, where that downbeat is. Okay, so the piece has, you know, a different effects, different, you know, it has some clusters in it, has some accidentals that stand out. We still need to make sure we know how to approach those. Don't just, you know, play them without referring to how they relate to one another, okay? Making sure we balance to section to section, okay, or within our section, we don't have any people standing out. Biggest issue I heard on that was just not coming together on some of these dissonant sounds. You know, we want to make sure that we understand not only how to play unisons together, but dissonance notes that are dissonant with one another, also we have to approach it same way. You know, we're listening, we're balancing to everyone, you know, in our section, and sections are balanced to one another, and that's up to the director to determine what needs to be brought out more or what needs to be backed off. But just overall, I think, you know, good job of approaching this piece. Just don't let it get away from you too much. Make sure you're mindful of the differences in volume levels that it's asking for. And you know, make a difference. Make a significant difference from coming up from a piano, crescendoing to a mezzo piano, crescendoing to a mezzo forte, and then finally crescendoing to a forte, you know, forte level. So all those little differences, you know, need to be refined even further. So I would start with the forte level and then work my way back. Okay, that way you know what the peak volume is going to be, and then just simply take off, you know, a level and work from that point of view. Okay, all right. Best of luck to you all.